Editorial meetings for the newly created Provincetown Independent are still a little casual. In mid-August, one day before the paper is set to launch its online website, a number of reporters meet at editor Ed Miller's house and sit around his kitchen table.
Come on in whenever you want, and we're making coffee and...
There's iced coffee and homemade bread with jam and stories in abundance. Miller and his partner, Teresa Parker, who is also the paper's publisher, sit at the center of the kitchen table with a whiteboard to their side and run through stories and check in with everyone.
So, just a little update on where things stand today. Our website is just about ready to go live. That will happen
tomorrow.
Miller
is formerly the editor at the Provincetown Banner, but he left that job about a month ago. He says he's been thinking about creating a paper to serve the Outer Cape communities of Provincetown, Truro, Wellfleet, and Eastham for many years. He's no stranger to launching a newspaper. Back in the 1970s, he started a community paper in Harvard, Massachusetts. But he sees this as his biggest venture yet.
It was just kind of inevitable that we started thinking about, you know, well, what if we had a different newspaper here that worked in a different way?
His goal is to make The Independent a paper that is clearly for the Outer Cape. Already in its online edition, there are items like a metaphysics column and a profile about a Provincetown storyteller that gives it an unmistakable Outer Cape flair. Kaimi Rose Lum is one of the paper's freelance reporters and says there's a need for a paper to cover the Outer Cape communities from a local angle.
It's so essential to the community's identity. You want to see your community reflected in the newspaper. You end up feeling connected to other people in your community through what you're reading, through what you're understanding about what's going on.
Miller's partner, Teresa Parker, says the benefit of starting a paper from the ground up without the backing of a bigger company is there's more freedom to create a funding model.
One thing about the local approach is you can just say, guess what? We're not going to be generating 25% or 20% in profits. We're going to build a business on an expectation of modest profits. Let's see what we can do with that.
One thing Miller and Parker have done is to consult with a law firm that's dealt with funding community-based organizations. Kim Arnone, a lawyer at Cutting Edge Capital, has been advising The Independent. She says in recent years, she's seen greater interest in local newspapers.
From our perspective, the strength in these types of enterprises is how they're able to connect and network. It feels like this may be a way in which to help turn the tide and allow communities to maintain a community-focused newspaper for their region.
One of her suggestions was to create a division of The Independent that operates like a nonprofit. The paper will also take on investors from the community, giving locals a chance to own a stake in the paper. People can also subscribe to the paper for $60 a year. Overall, Miller says he's confident.
We live in a very anxious time. You know, there's a lot of things to really worry about right now. And a lot of them are things that we feel we can't do much about. But this is something we can do something about. In a way, it's a feeling that we're doing the right thing, whether it works or not.
He and Parker hope the paper can become a new community sentinel, and that eventually they can have a staff of about 8 full-time reporters and editors. The paper's already available online and plans to begin printing by October. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.